NASCAR on Prime kicks off this Memorial Day weekend with one of the crown jewels of racing, the Coca-Cola 600. 600 miles, 400 laps. This is where legends are made and heroes are honored. And for the first time ever, you can stream it on Prime. See what it takes to finish first. Don't miss the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. NASCAR, it's on Prime.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We are in many different locations today. And welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for a Thursday. I want to get started today by giving a shout-out to an individual all the way on the other side of the world, my new friend James from the Philippines, fresh out of Betty Bay at about 5:30 this morning. You know, the first thing you do after you make the coffee is you plunk down in front of the computer and dead. I am having a week where technology is just wowing me. Like a wide-eyed individual. And I know this is stuff that's not anything super special to the average listener. But for me, the idea of you sitting in an airport lounge the other day and and producing this show, which means running my audio, running my video, editing the show, getting it up there. And we're going to talk to your brother, Brian Soroka, from that's up in the hotel with you in Boston right now.
Yeah, right across the room.
That was the joke I was going to do for the whole show, but nobody corrected me. So Matt Soroka is here, and then I was going to call him Pete and Dave and all that. But the fact that neither one of you corrected me at the beginning, now it kind of ruins the joke for me, you know.
Well, you could have kept on going with it.
I know, but you're both very polite. The Soroka boys are very polite with that. We'll get to Matt in a second because you're in Boston, Massachusetts. But getting back to James from the Philippines, I don't panic when I'm completely shut down and I realize that my entire life is connected to the intranets.
Is it that your laptop's down or the end?
No, the whole shooting, man. You know right away, you know, okay, when everything is dead. And three doors down from me here in Tiki Taki Casa de los Muertos, there were three, count them, three Xfinity business vans. And I'm like, I don't know whether they are starting a homeland security hub in my neighborhood, but this was a large presence. So I immediately said, well, something's been done. Something's been chopped. But I got nothing. I mean, I've got absolutely nothing. And then my computer very slowly starts shouting at me, you need to validate your account with Xfinity. And then I call the main phone number. They ask for my phone number to validate. It said, not recognized. And I suddenly realized, well, things are really crazy. I better speak to a human being. So all the way on the other side of the world, in the Philippines, my man James did the old troubleshoot. And I still get a little wondrous about it when a guy on the other side of the world is sending information to my modem to dial me in to get me to do diagnostics. And then in less than 15 minutes, this dude from the other side of the world says, you've got a little interference. We're going to reset everything. And he resets everything and bingo, bango, I'm set to go and I'm done. And we're having, in the meantime, I referenced the fact that I got a podcast to do in a couple of hours. And he starts asking me questions about the podcast. And because you're waiting for all the stuff to get done. And it's just, I love it. I love how the world has changed because I did this back when it wasn't quite that easy. So I guess that's the point I was trying to make. It's just fascinating.
So did it have anything to do with the vans outside?
No. It was whatever it was, I have no idea. I still don't know. I know that it was a very, very quick fix. and that he was able to do it. But there was definitely, you know, as soon as they say there are no major outages in your area, you breathe a bit of a sigh of relief to a degree. And then once he starts sending it down, it was fixed immediately, which based on the way my week has been going down here in Southwest Florida, it's really nice to have something go according to plan when you need a repair. I'll get to that in a second. Before I do any of it, before I say anything, I want to make sure we know what's going on. Josh Sroka and his brother Matt Sroka and your dad, right?
Dad will be joining us later today. He's
and
on the train.
All up in Boston for your Matt, is it your first foray into the friendly confines of Fenway Park? Is that the first time you're going to be there?
Yes, it will be. Oh, and cool. This trip, don't let Josh sugarcoat it. This trip is turning into an absolute disaster. We've been planning this trip for years, right? We've been
planning
this for years.
Right.
And, you know, and we can get into this, but the Orioles stink. And then we get up here with the weather, and it hasn't stopped raining since we arrived. It's in the high 40s to low 50s.
I'm watching the Red Sox
play. It's already
play.
Off to a terrible start, but it's early yet.
I'm watching the Red Sox play the Mets last night, and I'm thinking about you guys going, oh, I've been in, of all things, Camden Yards when it was April and it was a 38-degree temperature start for the game. I am looking at the ski caps. I am looking at the North Face parkas that people are wearing in Fenway. I might have
to run over to a Marshalls or something.
It's good. You have to. If the temperature is, if the weather is going to be as it was last night, I've watched two nights in a row of Red Sox Mets, and it's you're getting a real cold snap. While you know, back down here in your home state, it's 93 degrees every
exactly.
day.
You've got me thinking about the hat. I've got a hoodie.
But the ski cap is the key. The ski cap, keeping the heat in, is the key. So outside of the weather and the fact that you're team is playing like crap as the Sroka pilgrimage to Boston takes place. Is there anything else that's gone sideways a little bit since you've been up there?
Well, I have not taken a flight yet without a delay in like the past 6, 8, 10 months. Newark. Every flight's delayed.
Newark.
Maybe so, but at least it doesn't crash. It's just delayed.
That's a bar. That's quite, that's exactly. Raising that bar.
Exactly. I got here alive, but while you were gone, Mike, last time, Matt joined the show with Rob and I really to make a point about how Matt is so stubborn to save a penny. And
he's tight.
He's tight.
Okay.
And he wanted to defend himself after that. And I wanted to give him the opportunity to until yesterday.
Oh, no.
Because yesterday's moves by him had nothing to do about saving a dollar. It was all stubbornness.
Okay,
so
let's walk me through that. Now here's what I understand. Correct me if I've got anything wrong here. I want to set the table. We've got the long-planned family trip.
Yes.
And the passion for baseball, specifically Orioles baseball, runs deep in your family. And so now it's Dad and the two sons making their way finally up to Boston to see one of the great ballparks in the history of baseball. So you're all there. Your dad's almost there. He's taking the train up. You two are up here. And outside of the weather and the team sucking, something's annoyed you about your brother again?
Well, it's beyond annoying. It doesn't annoy me anymore to now I just have to laugh about it.
It annoys you still. It annoys you, but go ahead. Whatever helps you sleep.
Thankfully, I've got those soul.
You don't know yet, Matt, what he's going to bitch about?
He knows exactly what it is. Because knowing Rob wasn't on the show this morning, I had to text Rob about it last night. And Rob just responded.
Your buddy. You don't text me those things. You text Rob those things.
Because Rob and I have talked about Matt and this issue before.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, he was with you guys were on the show the last time.
Right.
You know?
And it's a good follow-up from the last time.
Can I digress for 1 second before you tell your story about Rob? I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to say this. But yesterday... yesterday, and this is, I don't know why I share this because it makes me look like an asshole. It really does. It really makes it shows what the inner asshole is. So, let's see. So we have the little exchange where Josh texts me and confirms.
Right. I
bonus confirm. Show.
Everyone's good for bonus show today.
We come back and when we take a little vacation, we all come back and do A bonus show,
yeah.
Usually. And when I'm off for a week, we reconvene. Josh is working all the time because right. he edits it and
but
does
But I wanted
that.
To make sure to do it today because I have a tour of Fenway tomorrow morning.
Right. And so, Josh writes a bonus show tomorrow at 10. I get a little momentary confused. I said, are we still doing the regular show? He said, yeah, regular show at 8:15. But confirming Rob will be back for the bonus show at 10. Rob, who's been gone all week. And Rob writes, I wouldn't miss it for the world. And I have to tell you, Josh, I was so tempted to say, but you're going to be in your house and you're certainly more than willing to miss the regular show that he could easily hop on tomorrow. But you know what? That's an asshole move on my part because it's his vacation. I'm not going to ruin that. But there it is. I so wanted to write. Yeah, but, first of all, that he's so quick with the glad handing and I wouldn't miss it for the world. And I'm like, yeah, but you're going to miss the regular show, you hump. But anyway, that's what I'm
doing. You'll do the same thing, Mike.
I'll do the same thing. Love to be there, but can you do the regular show? Nope. That's the way that goes. I get it. I just wanted to share that. But back to Matt. Sorry about that.
All right. We can go back to Matt rather than on to you. So, Matt, so I land... We all come from different parts of the country, so different flights, different timings, different delays. I land, I hop in a taxi, go to the hotel, $15 taxi ride, like a $3 tip or something, $18, I'm at the hotel.
Sounds like you might be as tight as your brother, though.
No.
Okay.
I was just confused. I hit the little buttons on the taxi, got here.
Right. Done. Okay. All right.
Here's how Matt, why don't you share how you got to the hotel from the airport?
All right. I will, Josh. And I will frame it, too, as not as an act of stubbornness, which we can get into. You mischaracterize my motivations and why I do what I do. But I downloaded an app before I left because I was looking. I didn't see, because normally I would use mass transportation. I didn't see a subway that easily got to our hotel.
Yeah, I've heard you're a mass transit guy. You're a mass transit guy.
Blue Bike, this app where you can ride a bike from the airport. The problem was when I landed, I pulled up the app, and it was hard to see where I was and where the closest bike station was. And so I decided to
forget
that, and I just started to walk to our hotel.
Two,
I think it's like 3 miles.
2.5 miles.
Okay.
Hold on. And I know there's a little delay. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay.
Lots of questions. You're landing at the airport, and you are looking for... Your method of transport on what may be, a 45-degree day in Boston is going to be bicycle?
Overcast and a little drizzly.
And you're going
to... with my bag.
And with your suitcases, you're going to ride a bike to your hotel?
That's my plan.
Oh.
I did some research on Reddit. Other people do this.
But wait, continue. Because it's not like... It's not like there was just a bike rack at the terminal for you to hop on a bike.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I think there was one, and I missed it where it was. So then I just decided, let me walk to the hotel. And occasionally I would pull up the Blue Bike app to see if there was a bike, location around me. And I walked for about, it was, according to Google Maps, it was about an hour and a half walk to the hotel. So not too bad. I walked for about 40 minutes. Then I found a bike rack, hopped on the bike, biked for about 15 minutes, made it to the hotel, $3.13.
Did you have a suitcase of any size? Even a carry-on, I would imagine, would be a little cumbersome to get on one of those little rental bikes. I've seen what those bikes are. They're not. They're nice little bikes for tooting around town. But I never considered them very good for hauling stuff.
I think he just brought a backpack.
I just got a backpack.
Then a backpack. Okay. You know what? Immediately, I'm not going to go fully Team Matt on this, but I'm going to say a backpack is that's going to work if you're riding a bike.
Right. So a 40-minute walk, and then a 20-minute bike ride. In the cold rain to save $12.
No, not just to save $12, Josh. All right, it's about more than that. I got to experience the streets of Boston. I walked through South Boston. I got to drive around the streets of Austin, all right? I had a whole experience. While you just had a little five-minute boring cab ride, I had a whole experience while you were just sitting in the hotel.
I had plenty of experience walking to Five Guys after getting to the hotel. I'm good.
You're not into experiencing, Josh, the sights of the city, with this?
No, I do. I love it. And when we moved to the hotel that's downtown, down by Fenway after the show today, that's where I'll walk around and experience the city. Not here in Chelsea.
Okay. Chelsea said with bitterness with that. So,
Mike,
go ahead.
Can I make one more effort to pull you on my side here?
Okay, because please do.
For me, it's not just about the money, though. You know, I did save $15 compared to what Josh spent.
It's stubbornness.
It's not stubbornness. It is, Mike, we live in a world that is obsessed with time and getting things done as quickly as possible and as convenient as possible. And I am taking a stand, Josh, all right? I'm taking a stand against the overly convenient nature of the world we live in to say, yeah, let's take some time. Let's not be super fast. Let's make it a little bit more challenging, and let's take the walk and take the bike ride. So it's not just about the money.
I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. With the only concern I had throughout this entire explanation, after I think that there is a little validity in what he says. And if he has the backpack, he's obviously thought ahead to getting to where he needs to go with that form of transportation. So maybe, Josh, I might think it is a little bit that that method of experiencing it and kind of, need I say, if it wasn't 40 degrees, a little fun getting somewhere with that, a little bit fun just taking the bike through the streets of Boston, although dangerous in any major city,
I still would rather Uber to the hotel and then get a bike and explore.
Okay. Are you going to be your dad's not going to want to toot around on a bicycle, is he?
Well, no. I did already talk to Matt. Matt said he will ride in my Uber from this hotel to the next hotel this afternoon.
It's very good. That's very wow. Big of him. Oops.
And I think we just lost power.
Lost power.
At least in our room.
Really? I see. I hear you. I don't see you. We're still connected, I think. We lost. Hello. I can see you now. I can hear you. What's going on?
Boston trip continues.
The House of Horrors. I hope we're still recording. I really do, because I can see both of you in the dark. Can you hear me?
Let me call Mike.
Yes.
Matt can hear me. Matt can hear me, Josh.
Josh, you think we're still alive? I can still hear Mike.
I'm still talking to you guys. I don't know. Josh, are we still recording? Oh, they're gone. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. All right, hold on.
Our hotel just lost power.
Like the whole hotel?
As far as we can tell, everything in our room just went off.
Oh, my God. You were connected with me for a while, which was interesting. When it got dark up there. So I stopped recording at about 17 minutes.
All right.
Okay, there you are.
All right. Here I am.
All right, I'm hanging up on you. All right. So I got us at about 17. And
yeah.
Now, are the lights still off in your hotel?
There's no power. I'm running off the laptop battery right now, and I connected to the Wi-Fi of the Fairfield Hotel next door.
I can see you, and does that mean we can still record?
I think we're still good.
It's too funny. All right, let's do it. Let's jump right back in. Tell me when we can jump right back in, and we can start the clock again.
Let's jump right. Everything's good. We're recording. 24. Matt, your mic's good?
I think so.
All right, we can go. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Right. Okay, we have now reconnected with Matt and Josh in Boston. The way I understand it, they are using the Wi-Fi connection from the hotel next door.
Yes.
To get this signal and running off battery power. You've got the interface you're using to broadcast with is a regular battery-operated unit, right. Yeah. And the computers are fully charged.
Yes.
But you have no, like, a light doesn't work in your hotel room, right? The lights are off.
We're in the dark.
The lights are out. We're in the dark. I mean, here, I can zoom Matt's camera out, and you can just see.
Broadcasting there's in no the blind. Power. Broadcasting in the blind. Now, you do you have a, is it one of those little, like, efficiencies where you get the hot plate and everything in your hotel room? Or?
We have, like, a full kitchen in here.
Okay,
it's
that's
like
good.
An executive suite or something.
It's good, the Odyssey, it, the Soroka
Yeah, but when there's
Odyssey.
When there's no power, it doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help at all. And do you think this is hotel wide that this happened? It's a major, major modern city. What's going on here?
I will say the street, the little parking lot lights are not on. I would assume they would be on since it's so rainy and dark outside.
Right. Even the building across looks like no lights.
Yeah, I don't see that. The only thing I see lit up when I look out my window is a billboard.
I don't want to panic our audience right now. And, of course, there's a long tail on this show. But I'm going to say that this morning, I never had an experience with the internet like I had this morning. It was like something for a good chunk of time, I was thinking, hack, hack, hack. And, you know, President Xi in China does believe the American people are feeble-minded. I believe an attack could come, a cyber attack could come at any moment. And, you know, let me go into my computer down here and see what the news is telling me.
One odd thing that happened when I checked in at the hotel.
Yes.
Is they asked for my, the guy at the desk asked for my cell phone number, which I've never had a hotel ask for before.
I don't think that has anything to do with the Chinese attack, Josh.
I gave him my phone number, and he immediately then, like 15 minutes later, texted me, how is your room?
Right.
And then later texted me, how's the internet working for you?
All right,
so now I have texted him and said, is the power out?
I heard
what's
something.
Going on?
What was that? Was that like a fire truck that I heard outside?
Yes.
Is that what
there was. There was
what,
a fire truck
what is
and a
going
siren.
Now I'm starting to get nervous here.
Mike, please stay on the call with us.
Yes, I want to make sure. House passes Trump's deficit swelling tax bill. That's all I've got, and that's 52 minutes ago.
Did Doge cut Boston power spending?
I don't know, but you know, the combination of power going off, I didn't have internet today, and now we're getting fire trucks. Hey, you know, stranger things have happened. You're talking about a man who was in Manhattan on 9/11. I've experienced outages that are a precursor to something horrible. It's windy. Yeah, but it's a city also. It shouldn't be knocking out the power.
Yeah, but let's not jump to terrorist attack.
Well, I'm not. It's just weird that you're saying that the power's out. No, nothing is jumping out at me. So
I went and searched Twitter for Boston. I think we're okay. I think it is just our hotel.
Very good. Very good.
Which is not the, it's not the worst hotel we've ever stayed in, but it just
but here's
adds
the deal.
To our experience.
If the poop hits the fan, Matt knows where you guys can get bicycles.
So that's
going to be.
We can hop on right there. I know. It's a block away, guys. Let's go.
So I have to say, getting back to where we were, he kind of sold me, Josh, on the experience thing of, you know, of being in a city for the, you know, to get the whole feel of it. There's no real better way. Look, my sister moved back to Back Bay. She's probably 5 minutes from where you are there to get the experience of walking from here to there. You don't, they don't take cabs or anything.
We are staying at a Fenway Back Bay hotel tonight. And there's plenty to walk around and do there. My problem is, how much is there to experience between the airport and Chelsea?
Josh, how much is there to experience in your hotel room, okay? I just spent an hour and a half outside that I could have spent in the hotel room.
There it is. See? That's it. You guys can argue about it all day long, but you're moving closer to Fenway today. Is that where you're going to spend the night at a new hotel tonight? Is that it?
Yes. Yes, we've got a hotel, the Residence Inn by Fenway, for the rest of the week.
And then you're going to do tonight's game, the opener, if they play it.
Yeah.
And if they don't play it, maybe what's the long-term forecast? Are you going to be able to get a doubleheader in or something like that? Or what's going on?
I hope so. It's raining constantly up here, it looks
like. Is it going to continue all weekend? Or
At least a small percent, it looks like, I checked.
Let me see. I'll get my weather bug up here and see what's going on.
Yeah, the plan is to go to the game tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night. The goal is three games.
It is truly a, even for New England, it is a bit, although I shouldn't say that. Boston, you can get, you know, it's May. It's not a guarantee of fantastic weather up there. You just don't know. So there's
Boston. The week before was really nice.
Yeah. Friday is supposed to be cloudy all day with rain in the morning and late at night. And Saturday is cloudy and overcast all day. So there's a chance they could get turn it into a doubleheader.
And I'm going to Boston. I can't be
and, right. And Sunday is clear, but Sunday we're out of here. So I don't want a doubleheader on Sunday.
All right. Let me just get your forecast here. No. It's not warm up there right now, is it? No. It's
no,
not.
It is a high of 49 degrees today.
All right. Here you go. They're still giving me... You know, WeatherBug sucks. This app is officially toast. I am dumping this app for my weather information. Absolute garbage.
I use the traditional Apple weather app.
This can't be right. It says Boston, you prick. All right, so if you get the game in, and they're getting them in, they're doing their level best to get them in there. Let's talk if we can. I don't want to look. I don't want to lay baseball every day because I know that we're passionate. Not everybody is passionate. Now, Trip Affleck, God love him, who's in the chat group every day, seems to think Matt is just plain cheap. That's what this is. Matt, counterpoint. Do you want to offer any counterpoint on this at all? Oh, no. Oh, no. They're gone again. Shit. All right.
So the hotel.
Oh, see, I lost you for a while. I lost you for a big chunk of time.
Oh, yeah. Because the hotel next door also lost power, apparently.
Wow, and I'm hearing sirens out the ass up there, Josh. What the frig is going on?
I have no idea. I am now connected through through my cell phone.
It looks like Matt is still frozen. It looks like he's still frozen.
No, I think he's trying to get sound back, reconnect his computer.
Oh, no, he's moving now. He's very still. He's very still when he sits like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
Are you able to hear? You have
I hear the sirens. Uh-huh. I hear.
I have no internet.
All right, Matt, connect to my cell phone. Or your cell phone. Connect to a cell phone. I hear the sirens.
Oh, I'm never ever going to talk about technology being my friend again. Never. I'm never going to rave about the technology.
The show
you know?
Started about how we can do it anywhere.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, we can. We're doing it in a blackout now.
I didn't count on a hotel-wide power outage, though. That's pretty stunning.
Well, I think it's multi-hotel. Why?
Have you thought about calling the front desk at the hotel?
I texted him. That's what I was saying. The guy that texted me asking how my room was, I texted him.
And is there any information about what's going on down there?
No, I haven't gotten a response.
All right, well, you're listening to Attack on Boston, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, I will say... The big building next door to our hotel is the FBI.
So oh, dear.
If I see a bunch of black cars come out, there's an issue.
There's some activity going on right there. Well, a lot of people seem to be split down the middle as far as the idea of Matt being cheap with this. But getting back to the baseball end of things,
yes.
Our teams, you know, your team
I don't know how
really sucks, and our team is disappointing. As much as they are successful, I believe one game or hovering around 500 all season, very frustrating. You guys, though, got to right the ship at a certain point. You're gonna play yourselves out of it completely, right?
Oh, we're very close to that. We had an 8-game losing streak. Finally, won one yesterday in extra innings. So maybe they can build on that. But yeah, it has not been fun.
I still hear the sirens in the background.
They're still going off, but I can't see them. So I can't give you any report on what they are.
And it does look like a gray day. So Pops gets up there this afternoon before the game. And what's the game plan if everything cooperates with the weather?
Hold on. Let me connect Matt's computer. He can't hear, apparently.
Okay. All right. That's fine. One moment. You go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara. I'm down here in Southwest Florida and up in Boston at a hotel without power are the Soroka brothers. You remember them. They were as popular as the Marx Brothers at one point. They did a fantastic job. But getting back to the whole baseball thing, the Red Sox have been a little disappointing as well. And I know the Orioles have been totally disappointing. When they get back on, I would like to, if we've got the time, I would like to address the issue that I had with body work, getting a simple dent out of a door and the cluster F that it has become. Lugo, James Lugo, love you too. Thank you very, very much, my friend. I appreciate that. Carla informed me that people are getting into the fact that I comment on the comments, and I want to say thank you, and I'm not even sure whether this is being recorded now. If somebody in the chat group can let me know if this is still going out to you, I would really appreciate that. And if you're getting me, I'm going to keep chugging along, and we're going to see what happens. Otherwise, we'll reconvene at a certain point. So I think I might not be getting the chat group. Let's say you're live. Thank you, Tripp. I appreciate the update. Thank you very much. So if I can bring up the fact of the body experience, probably a month and a half to 2 months ago, I take my kid down to the New York Bagel store, and the New York Bagel store is great bagels down here in Southwest Florida that we have. And I will tell you something, did not expect this. I get back into the car, and we were already rolling, leaving, and I had my bagels, and we're driving along, and my kid says to me, "Dad, I have to tell you, did you see the dent on the car?" And the dent on the car said, "No, I didn't see it." He said, "Dad, there was a guy next to you, and he opened the door like 2 times, 3 times into the side of our car. And then I rolled down the window and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Tell your parents to learn how to park and F off." He told my 11-year-old to F off. Well, so begins the journey at this point. I ignore it for maybe a month. I don't even pay attention. It's a wonderfully minor dent, but a dent nonetheless. A mark on the car relatively new. And I'm double checking to see what the hell is going on. And I decide that I will try what's called paintless dent repair. You may have seen this before where they take the big suction cups and they try to even out a small dent. And they do it on small dents like the one I have, but they're not able to do it correctly. And I had a great guy
that didn't charge you or anything.
He didn't charge me a nickel and needed the detailing shop that did that. Then begins the odyssey of getting it done and going to a collision center and getting an appraisal so that I can make the determination as to whether I need to file a claim because it's going to be expensive to get body work done on an import, which is people are no stranger to that. They get the way it goes. And I go in and it's later in the day when I get there, they say the guys are out for the day, but you can come back. I wait maybe two weeks to do that. That's how minor this dent is. It's not job one. It's not priority one. But I decide that I'm going to tackle this and finally get to the body shop. This is Saturday, last Saturday. Last Saturday, I go in. It's super early in the morning, or it might have even been a Friday morning. Whatever morning it was, I get it done, and they said you can do a drive-through and drive in and get it appraised. I go in, I get it appraised. The guy, 2 hours later, gets back to me with an estimate. It's expensive. I have a $500 deductible on my insurance. I make the call. We'll do it. Let's get it rolling with State Farm. I said, when do you want to bring it in? The lady at the body shop, after she's gotten a full written estimate, written up, says, we can take you Monday. I said, wow, how about that? I mean, it's obviously not season. People aren't around here. Be fantastic.
They don't have to order a whole new panel or anything?
All I know is they gave me the appraisal. He got back to me with the $2,500 to repair a small dent.
For a dent?
When did it become? For a dent. It's a Beamer. It's a Beamer. It's a BMW.
Is there a bunch of sensors in that door or something?
Yes, there are sensors in that door, but that shouldn't have anything to do with it. But it's interesting you mentioned that.
I've been there.
Oh, my God. Well, modern vehicles have sensors, cameras, all that. A lot of them do. Not everyone, but a lot of them do. So, you know, Tripp says, is it a dent or a crease? I mean, I'm starting to talk to Tripp direct through the. It's a dent crease. It's a lengthy. This douchebag, this guy opened the door multiple times. I didn't see it. If I'd seen it, it would have been the first fight that I got into since I was in my early 50s. And I would have tried to, you know, because the guy not only said F off to my kid, but he purposely dented my door. So they do the estimate, they write it up. This guy, very nice kid, super nice at this body shop, nice on the phone. We'll have you come in at Monday, and then we'll tackle it then. I'm like, that's awesome. Monday comes around, I do the show, I blast over to the body shop, I go into the body shop, and said, okay, Sarah will be right with you. And so Sarah comes out, very, very nice. Walks out to the car. Said, okay, let's take a look. Sarah starts taking pictures. I said, you know, this was done already. She said, yeah, we just want to make sure that we can do the work. I said, I'd like to reiterate, this was done already. Hence, the rental car company picking me up in the shuttle to take me to Enterprise to get my rental car today so that the body work can begin. She said, yeah, just want to make blah, blah, blah. Goes on and on and on. I'm driving in my car. About an hour later, I get a call from Sarah. Oh, it turns out, and then they go into the gobbledygook doublespeak about electrical charges and this and that. To make a long story short, at this point, after I got the estimate and they said, set up an appointment, they tell me they can't do the work. At this point, I'm getting pissed off, and I tell them I'm pissed off. I said, why did I go through this exercise? She doesn't have a proper answer for me, all right? She says, at this point, you're just going to have to find somebody that does the work. I said, you've burned 24 hours of a rental car with me based on the fact that another guy, well, he made a mistake. I said, what do you mean he made a mistake? Right. I got an appraisal.
The company made a mistake.
The company is ass. That's the way I would describe it. And I don't know what's going on. Long story short, what was that? Any more sirens?
No.
I find this out, and I'm not managing time very well. That's why I'm looking at my clock. We find out I have to go. I finally, after negotiating with them, I'm not negotiating for money. I'm negotiating for them. I said, call my insurance company and let them know what happened here because I didn't. Well, we can do that. Oh, thank you. Like body shops don't deal with insurance companies. Thank you for that incredibly generous offer after you effed my entire day that you'll call the insurance. Said, yeah. And then she texts me, doesn't call me, texts me and says, we've been in touch with your insurance company. They will be getting in touch with you to let you know where you can do the repair. No, thanks for nothing. Right. F you and your families too. Have a nice day, asses. I hope to never see darken your door again. Then I get a message, because I'm doing something else, because we're all busy, from the insurance company that says, we haven't been able to locate a body shop in your major metropolitan area within a 25-mile radius that does the work.
Does that mean they just classify your car as totaled? You've got to get a new car.
No, because it's a little dent, and I think for at that point, I roll my eyes and maybe I'm going to chuck it, but I said, I will do one more check online to see if anybody works on electric vehicles. And lo and behold, immediately I get this other body shop. And they once again say, you can come in and bring it in for. I hear the siren again.
I know.
I hear the siren.
But it's still not an eyesight.
Wow. Are they outside your door or something? What? Something's going on.
Oh, it just ran right past my window.
Mm-hmm.
So
you haven't heard an alarm or anything in the building?
No alarm.
You?
No alarm.
All right, let's take a break. Let's take a break. I got to get a commercial in here. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'll finish this. We'll do the news in the third segment like we did yesterday because it's pandemonium in Boston, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to tell you my body shop story, and I got two guys that are broadcasting in the blind in Boston on a rainy day where the Red Sox-Orioles game is going to get rained out. We'll be right back. What a cluster up. Hey, everybody. Hi, it's Mike O'Mara down here in Southwest Florida. Today's episode of this podcast is sponsored by Soul. The teams at Soul have launched their out-of-office nightcap gummies. I believe Josh and Matt want to eat them right now. They are similar to their world-famous sleep gummies, but nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies work together to promote deep, restorative sleep. The THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep. And Soul's out-of-office nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD, so you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delicious. Blueberry lemonade. Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold out-of-office sparkling THC beverage. Delicious and relaxing. Be like Rob. Say you're really excited about doing the bonus show. They work, and I love them. And sweet dreams of sugar plums and whatnot. Hit the snooze button on lackluster sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com and the code TMAOS for 30% off. We're back there. Still no power at the hotel. You want to give the hotel a plug where you're staying, even though you didn't get a free room?
We are at the after this power outage, maybe we'll get a free room.
Mm-hmm.
I did just go check the phone. The phone line is dead as well. So I cannot call the front desk.
And all there are right now, currently, as we broadcast from here and in Boston, emergency vehicles surrounding Josh's hotel. We don't know what's going on. Very odd. Very strange. Very weird happenings up in Boston. Let me get to where I was with this. So I get to the new body shop. They come out, and this – he's not a total slicky boy, but he's got that kind of southern, you know – used car dealer vibe to him a little bit. And do you know when you deal with somebody in any line of work whatsoever where they've really got the no answer ready to go immediately, and it's just everything seems to be how they can say no? And it becomes very apparent to me after this guy looks at it that he doesn't want to do the work either. And then he finally owns up to what he wants to do. He said, and this is the way it's explained to me, "Yeah, that estimate looks pretty fair that you got from the other body shop." And I'm like, "Oh, good." I said, and then he says, "Problem is," and I'm like, "Oh, F you. Problem is what? Problem is with the sensors and the cameras that connect through your passenger side side view mirror, they have to be recalibrated. And that has to – we have a guy that can do that." I said, "Yeah," as I'm waiting for this story.
Yeah. Where's the but?
Yeah, the story to unfold. "But he's not insured, so we don't let him do that." I'm like,
"So then you don't have a guy that does it."
"So you don't have a guy. And because we are a certified body shop, it has to be done at the dealership." And I said, "Well, how much does it cost to just recalibrate these after you do the work?" He said, "About $1,000. I'm like, "What the? Why are you effing kidding me? F you and your family too. What are you talking about?"
More reasons to never buy electric.
Summer is just around the corner, and the folks at Mint Mobile have a hot take. Getting a summer bod is out, and getting your savings bod is in. We want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, you can have both without breaking a sweat or breaking the bank. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, huge monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text. delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent of $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
NASCAR on Prime kicks off this Memorial Day weekend with one of the crown jewels of racing, the Coca-Cola 600. 600 miles, 400 laps. This is where legends are made and heroes are honored. And for the first time ever, you can stream it on Prime. See what it takes to finish first. Don't miss the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. NASCAR, it's on Prime.
Well, perhaps this would be a good point to insert the idea that if you just rode a bike everywhere, Mike, this wouldn't be an issue.
And maybe I should. Maybe with my limited... And now I'm looking at my computer that is sucking up the battery life like nobody's business, and I'm going to have to let you two talk amongst yourselves while I get my own charger. I have to get the cord or I'm going to die. But yeah, the electric car, it is the situation here. I'll be right back, everybody.
You're all good. We're just going to sit here in the dark. I have checked. Every fire truck has driven past the hotel, so the problem is not seem to be at our hotel.
Yeah, and the lights out on the street is not just our hotel issue. It's you can see for a while. Yeah. There's no lights.
And Matt, I've noticed as you're over in the kitchen, it keeps getting darker and darker.
It's
over
gonna
there.
Be pitch black here before you know it. Because it's already like there's no sun out. It's already dark outside because it's a cloudy morning.
And
rainy.
The hotel hasn't contacted you, right? Because I think your name's on the room.
Yeah, but they have your contact info.
I've texted the guy. And I've gotten no response. I checked the phone lines. They are dead. I don't see any smoke or anything burning, so I think we're good to just stay here a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I think maybe after the show I'll run down to the front desk and see what's going on.
All right.
And see what's up with that. But
you have any car repair stories, Josh?
I once worked when I was working in DC, I barely touched a BMW where I put a little smudge in the bumper. Of the BMW, and I thought, all right, no problem.
And what were you driving? Don't... You were driving a BMW as well?
No, yeah. I was driving a work truck.
Oh, I got you.
And I thought, no big deal. I'll just give the guy $100 to go get the little paint filler and fill it in, and then I don't need to deal with it with work and everything. And he said, all right, no problem. Then
it sounds like Mike needs to get this guy's uncertified guy, just get his number and do it on the side.
So I had the same issue. That guy then went and took his vehicle to get the quote, and it was like $2,000 to get a little tiny smudge out of the corner of his bumper because of all the sensors.
Yeah.
So
at the end of this guy.
Electronics are destroying it.
At the end of the discussion.
Same technology, man.
My brain is starting to hurt to such a degree that he tells me, yeah, at $200 an hour and 3 hours to do the calibration. At this point, I'm like, when did – and he says, now you can go back to the original body shop, because that's probably what their deal was too. They didn't want to deal with the calibration issue
because
there's insurance. I said, I'm not doing that. And by the way, it didn't end well with the other body shop because I was pissed off that they wasted a whole day trying to get this fixed. Now, at this point, I'm done. I can't. I have no. He's saying no to everything. He says, now you could go to your insurance company and talk to them about the calibration that has to be done. And then he pauses for a second. He said, but I got to tell you, they're not going to say yes to that. It's like, hey, thanks for your honesty, but no thanks for literally not helping me. And here's where we are now. I got one guy at the dealership. All right.
Okay.
It's not where I got my car, but it is the fancy German dealership. And this guy has, I don't want to rat him out. He's not going to get Trump. It's not going to get back to him. But he says, you can go to these guys. He kind of whispers, don't tell him I told you. You can go to these guys. So there is one shop that I haven't tried yet. And I, by the way, I hear those sirens that are going nuts right now. It's
Mike, while you got the power cord, all right, that's an ambulance now trying to get through traffic. I know I can't say that
Matt, word. Do you pronounce the emergency vehicle, just out of curiosity, with your level of education, as ambulance? Do you say it like that?
I don't want to go there, Mike. I don't want to go there with it.
You don't want to go there with me. That's too funny. Oh, my God. Anyway, getting back, he cracks it. He's got it. This guy's got it there, Josh. I want to have him on the show again. So that's where I am now. And all I just throw my hands up in the air and say, look, I pay for insurance. I want to tend to a problem with my vehicle so that eventually when I trade it in or I sell it to somebody else that it is a pristine vehicle. It's a guy literally opened his door into mine, and here I am. And by the way, I'm taking care of it by shelling out five bills with my deductible, and I still can't get the work done.
You're going to have to deal with it either now or when you try to sell it or trade it
exactly.
in.
And what it tells me is it is a BS racket between the body shop, the insurance companies, and the insurance companies, the body shop, and the dealerships that pay the dealerships charging exorbitant service fees because that's how they really make their nut at most dealerships in the service department. We know that. The insurance companies that, grease you up and F you any way they possibly can. What I thought was, because you can't take a leak without pissing on a body shop between here and anywhere on the fruited plain, I didn't realize that they now were in cahoots to screw people that buy a nice automobile.
Now, Bastards. Mike, with all of this, will the insurance, instead of fixing the dent, cover for a nice green wrap to just cover up the dent?
It's funny you ask that, because you mean my British Racing green wrap that I want to get on that
exactly.
car?
Yes.
That I want to get that Carla will not allow me to get because it's so frivolous, and it is.
But
they won't wrap it. They won't wrap
the
it with a dent on it. No. These wraps are fused to the, if it's got a little bumpity bump on the door with the paint job, it's going to have a bumpity bump with the wrap too. That's how good they do.
Can't they put a little putty in there to fill it up? And
yeah,
then
but then
cover
I got to peel it off when I want to sell the car, and I'm going to get screwed with that too.
You sell it wrapped.
I wish I could. It's just, I mean, really, things that should not be complicated are complicated, and they're complicated, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. And you know what? That is the same reason that Earl Weaver, God rest his soul, when he argued in the World Series with that umpire, they're here for one reason and one reason only, to F us. The job in America has become, how do we separate people from their money any way we can? That's the racket. That's the way we do it.
In the tech world, you're seeing the same argument with iPhones. And where Apple is being sued over a right to repair. Because if something goes on with your phone, I can't repair this anymore. I can't replace the battery. I can't change the hard drive.
Right.
I have to just buy a whole new one. And we're turning as a society into, when something breaks, you have to buy a whole new one because you can't repair it anywhere.
And because they are not going to let you repair things without going out of pocket. And
right.
I'd be fine with that if that was the way it always was. If repairing things was your responsibility and you bought things and took care of them because you didn't want to have a repair. But no, we've always had insurance. And if the repair requires for me to be safe, that my sensors and everything else are recalibrated, that's part of the repair if that has to be done.
Yes.
But the insurance, at least I'm told by Shifty, the body shop, that they're not going to do that. So I just wanted to say, you know, that's how they get you. That's where we are. And Josh's building is being attacked.
Maybe it's time to change
insurance. Yes.
Maybe we all go to Progressive.
Do you know that I think we should go to Progressive? I absolutely think we should go to Progressive. We'd like to soon welcome a brand new sponsor, and kudos to you, Mr. Josh, on do that.
And a quick shout out to Mike for the Earl Weaver reference. I appreciate that, Mike.
You're welcome.
And I have been in situations where sometimes I wish I could just pull in Earl Weaver to fight my battles for me and argue for me. It's frowned upon at a dealership or at a body shop to go full Earl Weaver.
How about in a hotel lobby when you don't have power?
Yeah, yeah. Where's Earl Weaver for me to go down there and say something about that?
What I'm blown away by, and yeah, we had a couple of glitches, but it's so incredible to me that even with a full power outage, we are still. What's the matter? Happened now?
I just realized that after the show, I'm going to run down to the lobby to figure out what's going on, and just realized I'm going to have to take the stairs.
What floor are you on?
We're on four, so it's not horrible.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But you can handle that.
But
I still think kudos to you. This still, to me, even with the power outage, this counts as technology helping this show. We got to take a break.
It totally is.
It's fantastic. I think it's great. We're here with Josh and Matt up in Boston. I'm here, and you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And I don't know about you folks, but I'm having a ball, even with all the problems. This is fun. We'll take a short break, come back with the news right after this, everybody. You know, I drink it every day. I'm going through it like crazy today. Maybe the stress of dealing with body shops, but this is my liquid IV. Carla wants me to get new red Pizza Hut cups, so I think those are on the way soon. This program sponsored by Liquid IV. Don't you deserve a treat? Treat yourself by gifting yourself the everyday indulgence of extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Powered by Liv Hydroscience, that's a registered trademark, Liquid IV has flavors for days. Grape, lemon lime, pina colada, sugar-free raspberry, lemonade, body shop. No, stop it. White peach or rainbow sherbet. It's low-key delicious, and every sip tastes like a massive fresh fruit truck crashed in my mouth. That's funny. So tragic and yet so thrilling. Delicious, really. I drink it each and every day because I love it. And unlike tired old sports drinks, Liquid IV delivers 3 times the electrolytes, 8 essential vitamins, and is always non-GMO, vegan, and allergen-free. Down here in Southwest Florida, I play a hell of a lot of golf, as you probably know. When I'm out in 94-degree weather, there is nothing that I require, and I mean require. Next to the golf clubs, the most important thing in my golf bag is my Liquid IV. I've been telling you these facts for years. Listen up. Try Liquid IV. It's a good feeling to use your muzzle to guzzle. Tear, pour, live more Liquid IV. Treat yourself to extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV and get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with our code TMOS at liquidiv.com, ladies and gentlemen. Hit the thingy wingy if you have it ready to go, go, go. Let's see. This is all, even with a power outage, he gives me the right element. That excites me for some reason. It really does, Josh. I get jacked up about that.
I'm just glad it's working.
We're paneling with Josh's brother, Matt. PhD, right, Matt? PhD? Just want to make sure I got your credentials
Dr. Matt.
Correct.
Let's get that right.
Dr. Matt, what the hell are you doing on this show? Anyway, moving right along, let's get to the news today. Thank you. Where is it? Let me turn that up a little bit. All right, one more time. Where's my whoosh? Thank you. A little louder, please. Anyway, we start today where there have been a lot of interesting shoe trends over the years. Popularity, types of, moon shoes, Crocs were big for a while, platforms, high heels, all sorts of stuff. But at least these are comfortable. There is a new trend. I don't know if you've heard about this, where people are wearing soccer cleats when they're not playing soccer just to walk around in everyday life. Now, I use I go anywhere with my golf shoes, which are not, but those aren't soccer cleats.
Are these soccer cleats or like indoor soccer shoes? Because
it's a new trend. People are wearing soccer cleats. People have them on just to run errands. It's become a viral sensation with the hashtag #BootsOnlySummer. And apparently that's turned them into a fashion statement. Is it practical? Not at all. Wearing studded boots, and they're calling them boots for some reason. Sounds like
It must be a foreign thing.
On asphalt, concrete, or tiled floors can be slippery. Yeah, very much so. If you're on a tile floor,
And it's going to damage the tile.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way the store owners and stuff want you coming in. I guess I need to pack my cleats for my London trip?
I haven't seen it, but you know what? When you're overseas, sometimes they're ahead of the curve as trends.
I just know I have accepted the Crocs, and I purchased myself a pair of Crocs. And they're
spending way too much time with Rob Spiewak. At least they weren't Birkenstocks, you know? I mean, really.
My wife pointed out the Birkenstock photo in some graduation photos.
Tell you what, since you're going to be going to Europe and popping your Crocs on, why don't you wear a T-shirt that says "Rob this guy" and just put an arrow pointing up at your face when you're overseas? I think it'll be a really, really nice thing.
Kelly and I have talked about not looking American overseas, and I told her it's impossible for me to not look American.
Yeah, the faux hawk might work for you, maybe. You know?
Maybe.
Why don't you wear leather pants and a faux hawk? That might be
I'll order them on Temu immediately.
Yeah, very good.
And just the best.
Sometimes they hit you right where it hurts. Five guys broke into a pot shop called The Woods on Saturday, and that happens to be partially owned by Woody Harrelson and Bill Maher. Potheads. One of the other owners posted video footage of the men ransacking the store after entering it by breaking the front window. They filled up bags with stolen product, and they fled in a black sedan. I had no idea that we were having a business partnership between Woody and Bill Maher. They made off with $3,000 worth of stuff. They followed it up, this owner guy, with a clip allegedly showing the same group trying to rip off another pot shop the next day, but being chased off by an armed security guard. Police say it'll take time to identify the suspects since they were wearing hoodies and masks. So I don't know if it's a chain, but it is a pot shop called The Woods with Bill Maher. You know,
I feel like there's better ways they could invest their money.
I would think so. But, you know, he's a ging head. He likes that. He likes weed.
No, I know.
More stand-up comics than people would realize. You know, to get on that stage every night takes the edge off. Have a soul gummy before bed.
I think it's all of them.
All right. This was a story from a while back, and I only include this because I think it's interesting that this guy joined her for this. Kim Kardashian, she finished her law program. Now, you know, Matt, I'll defer to you on this. The way that sentence is written, wouldn't it be she finished getting her law degree? I don't understand why like a law program.
Did she pass the bar exam yet?
That's a separate entity. But if you get your law degree, you still have to pass the bar. But finishing your law program, is it an online? Is it a correspondence course? I don't know how it worked.
That's a weirdly phrased. Yeah.
Isn't it weird the way they phrase that? It says she had a ceremony honoring herself in her own backyard.
Oh, this good. Her just own graduation.
Two of her legal mentors spoke, and so did CNN's Van Jones. You know, I really, being the left-wing dude that I am, I really liked Van Jones until we had him on the show, and then I thought he was a bit of a nozzle. I'm sorry, I have to tell the truth. You know, I wasn't enamored of the guy. You know, we try so hard to get some of these talking heads. I thought he had a. He's just meh. I didn't like him that much.
I've sent emails this week trying to get Jake Tapper on. Apparently, he's pretty busy.
The CNN people, rarefied air to get them on. You know, the way I understand it, Josh, there are a few podcasts that are floating around out there that, you know, vie for the time of these people. Van Jones goes to Kim Kardashian's backyard. I don't know why that makes – that leaves just a nasty taste in my mouth. Well, to speak, and they've got a – I saw the video. They got this podium
set up. Is he like the commencement speaker?
It was weird. It was in her backyard, and she's got the cap and gown and all. I don't know what's going on.
This is a University of Phoenix graduation party.
Kim started studying law 6 years ago, but she didn't go to actual law school. Instead, she completed what's called a law office study program. Doctor, do you know anything about that or what that might be? I know it's not your area of education.
No, I have no idea what that means.
She spent more than 5,000 hours.
YouTube program.
It says 6 years, though, is how long she took. 5,000 hours doing legal work. She passed what's called the baby bar back in 2021, but she has to pass the real bar exam if she wants to practice legally. Well, the key to the kingdom here is if she's able to pass the bar. If she's able to pass the bar, she's legit 100%, yes, as far as I'm concerned.
Still we'll an see. Odd party.
Van Jones, we'd really like you to come to Kim's backyard and speak at the commencement.
It was, you know what? I think you're changing my mind, though, because I remember how horrible graduations are. And the fact that I just went to one and it took 6 hours round trip.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that after the news, because it is just, you know, Rob just did it. You did it. I've been to them. I know what the deal is. They're nightmarish. My kid, your kid, you know what I'm going to talk about here, Josh. If your kids are excited about this, you're in the majority. There is a movie on a Skibidi toilet movie that's being planned now. Remember when that was the rage?
Yeah. Did you see who's directing it?
Yeah, Michael Bay. They've got a real director for this. The Transformers director will be directing the Skibidi toilet movie. If you've never heard of this viral insanity, it started as a silly 11-second YouTube video of a man's head. I know it because I have an 11-year-old sticking out of a toilet and singing. But it's since blossomed into an entire franchise with hundreds of videos and an actual plot.
Wonderful. You can go buy the toy at Walmart today.
I'm not.
It's a toilet with a head in it.
In a nutshell, it's about a race of singing toilet men who are at war with humanoids who have TVs, cameras, and speakers for heads. The kids love it. I wonder if an adult dropped acid and came up with the concept. The movie, as Josh mentioned, being made by Michael Bay, 100% legit. And here your kids might have to hit you up for more info. Just tell them he's the guy who did the Transformers movie, because the kids that know Skibidi Toilet won't know Michael Bay.
I saw the story this morning, and I thought it had to be fake.
Yeah. It's very weird. Very, very
weird. Stories
like
that that make me happy. I have a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, not looking forward to the middle school days, the nonsense.
Yeah. It might get worse by the time they get to middle school. We'll have to wait and see. Finally today, have you ever wondered why Miley Cyrus's voice sounds the way it does? You know, it's always been kind of off a little bit. Turns out there is a medical reason behind her voice. She has what's called, and I hope I pronounce this correctly, Renke's edema. It's called Renke's edema, and it became worse in her early 20s. It's basically swelling on the vocal cords and can be caused by vocal abuse, smoking, and acid reflux. Also, she has a large polyp. That's not good, especially for a singer. She says, quote, being 21 and staying up and drinking and smoking and partying after every show does not help. But also in my case, it does not cause it. So my voice always sounded like this. So I have this very large polyp on my vocal cord, which has given me a lot of the tone and the texture that has made me who I am. But it's extremely difficult to perform with because it's like running a marathon with ankle weights on. She doesn't want to get it removed because she might not sound like herself without it. Miley's next album, Something Beautiful, comes out next Friday the 13th. Friday the 30th, and we have a sneak preview of a little audio from her album. Let's listen to Miley's Something Beautiful album coming up.
All the cats here, you would play all.
That's her talking about it.
I did not play it ahead of time.
You know, second line. Ready, Cassidy, blow it.
I didn't set it up, but let's try it again, Josh. We're gonna try it again. All right. So rewind. It wasn't a song. I'm an idiot. I thought it was gonna be him singing, and it wasn't. I gave you the audio.
Yes.
My 3, 2, 1. Miley's next album, Something Beautiful, comes out next Friday, and here she is talking about it. Let's listen to
it. Diplomat didn't blow it, blow that funeral march so pretty, the cats wiping their eyes.
Can you turn that up at all so we can do it a third take? Let's do it a third take. All right, here we go. We're going to try. Sorry, Matt. Sometimes when I write them, I like to get them just right. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. I bet the live listeners are enjoying this right now. Miley's next album, Something Beautiful, comes out next Friday the 30th, and here she is saying a few words about it.
They're rambling, everybody's getting ready to really rock then, you know, because he's gone. He can't do nothing.
Miley Cyrus. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. All right, now we can end. We can take a break, and we'll come back and talk about graduations and who are they really for. I know you went to a high school one that sounds nightmarish. I can always remember the one in that aforementioned rain at Colgate University. We'll be right back with more, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to tell you about Cremo. I love this new product. We've been telling you about it for a while now. Here's the problem with body care stuff. It's boring. It's as dull as last year's razor. They all seem to smell the same. Men's products need more variety. That's why I love Cremo. It is so unique. Immediately when I got my Cremo, and there's a beautiful packaging they have for it, I became a regular user. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink. Cremo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Cremo products are all barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience with Cremo's two latest signature scents. Italian Bergamot is bright, fresh. It's robust. That's the one I use. Palo Santo, a little deeper, a little smoky, a little more refined. Both are great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone for how you present yourself. Cremo helps men make an unforgettable impression every time. I love this stuff. I wish you could smell me right now. Tasty. Head to Target or Target.com to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian Bergamot and Palo Santo scents. Once again, that's Target or Target.com. Yeah, you're seeing all the special now. Dads and grads, everybody. Dads and grads. You went to a high school graduation.
I had a high school graduation, yes.
I'm so excited when we, just to digress for a moment here, about the cruise coming up in December, that Michael's going to have your boy to be chasing around, your son to be running around the ship with a fellow 11-year-old.
Yep. Owen and Camden are both coming. They're both excited.
That is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. So you had, did you say it was 600 in the graduating class?
624 people in the graduating class at one point, and multiple commencement speakers. They had it at the University of North Florida, so I had to drive 40 minutes away to go to it, which I didn't understand because at high schools, it's a local public high school, so everyone that had to drive there lived within 5 minutes of the school.
And it seems to me that it's like the old adage, too, of getting the photo op and taking the video of the graduation that you'll never look at again.
Yeah.
I value the degree. I value higher education and getting a diploma in at any level. But what I don't, and it was, you know, the whole dog and pony show is kind of crazy.
It was scheduled to start at 6 p.m., which is great. It means you make everyone drive through rush hour traffic to get there.
Right, 6 o'clock.
So we get there.
Time.
We're sitting in bleachers with no backs because it's in the arena.
Right.
And there's no backs to the seats, so it's just plastic bleachers. They do... Some commencement speaker guy, I don't even know who he was, but he spoke for 10 minutes. Then the superintendent spoke. Then the principal spoke. Then some other lady spoke. Then the valedictorian, salutatorian, and school and class presidents all spoke.
Yeah, that's the problem. You need to get to the names faster.
So we had
the thing that I think the movie Fast Times was built on? Beverly Hills High School had a celebrity speaker. Did you hear Miley Cyrus gave the commencement address to the students at Beverly Hills High School. I don't know how large that graduation was, but, you know, if you have an A-lister speaking, I think we
coming
have a clip
up from
of
New Orleans. I mean, all the cats here, you would play a street parade, a funeral, and all my gang would be behind, you know.
Miley Cyrus, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry.
And that would have entertained me. Instead, it was six people talking, I don't care. Then they get to the names, and I timed it. In seven names per minute is the fastest pace they got up to.
Matt, let me ask you this question.
Are people cheering in between each name?
Yeah. Oh, of course they do the announcement. No clapping or cheering until the last name.
And everybody
everyone
does.
Claps and cheers for every single name.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, let me see. Correct me if I've got it, if I make a mistake here. You get a high school diploma, then you get your undergrad diploma, then you get your master's degree, then you get your PhD. Did I get that right? Did I get all the levels that you have to kind of go through to do this?
Yes. I mean, for the record, technically I got an EDD, an education doctorate, because my focus is on education, but yeah.
And did you, for high school, undergrad, EDD, master's, did you have ceremonies for every level of higher education that you achieved?
Yeah, I did not attend my master's or my doctorate graduations.
But Matt, you have it worse now, because as a professor, you have to go to graduation every year, don't you?
Well, as a high school teacher, I went every year, and now as a college professor, and we had 1,000 students graduate from Mercer. I'll give you guys a couple words of advice, guys, because I sit on these every year. I have started doing an earbud, and I put one earbud in, and I'll listen to stuff. So
I did that. I had the Oriole game on.
Yeah, so I think that's appropriate. It's a little bit awkward. You have to be a little more secretive when you're in the regalia sitting near the front. So you also got to be careful where you sit so people can't see you. But yeah, I do this all the time.
But this was disorganized, and then as soon as it ends, there's no meetup plan with how I can see my daughter. So I'm outside just wandering around trying to find her.
In 600 students, just wandering in an open
field. All the parents, grandparents, everyone there. Finally, my ex-wife texted about where they were, so I was able to find them.
Wow.
And then it took me 45 minutes from the time I got in my car to get out of the parking garage.
Were there any power outages while the graduation was going
no,
on?
No, there was no power outages. But Matt had a graduation this week too, didn't you?
For I Silas? Had what? Oh, yeah. Well, the graduation ceremonies now, you wouldn't call them graduation, they got for all my kids, right? In pre-K, in kindergarten, in second grade, they have these end-of-year ceremonies. And they're a little bit over the top. They announce the names just at graduation.
I know.
You got parents with like graduation balloons and flowers for the kid. Second grade. Come on, Al. Good job you finished second grade, but second grade.
That was never a thing when I was growing up. That was never a thing that we did that. I mean, I don't think we had a graduation at high school. That's what we did. We didn't do middle school. We didn't do any of that. Now, as far as doing an indoctrination or an orientation at each level, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that with every grade. But to do the formal graduations, you know, it's just an exercise, and everybody gets a trophy. And I just
and everyone did get a trophy in this ceremony.
It's tedious. It's so tedious. Come on now. I hate that. 600 people. How did your kid feel about it? Did they get something out of it? I hope.
No, they were great. And she graduated magna cum laude, which is like top 10 or 15% of your class. So
it's awesome.
Very good. National Honor Society, all that. So she's excited. She's got through that. She's going to University of South Florida next year. So
do you find that when Rob says he graduated magna cum laude, that it diminishes the quality of the achievement to a certain degree?
It reminds me of when a homeschooler says they were the valedictorian.
All right, let's take a break. We have some beautiful video coming up that's speaking of Rob. I'm not proud of this when we come back. You know,
I saw the trend.
I'm going to tell you what the whole genesis of that happened last night. Josh got a lot of videos from me, and I'll tell you all about it when we return. But first, I want to tell you about the Podcaster's Warehouse. Speaking of Mr. Soroka, every business has a story. But is yours being heard? You've built something incredible. Now it's time to amplify it with podcasts that connect, convert, and captivate. The Podcaster's Warehouse will turn your mission into a powerful professional show designed for impact. You show up, they handle the rest. You speak, they amplify. Imagine building loyalty, generating leads, and becoming the go-to voice in your industry, all without the tech headaches. Whether it's a public series for your customers or a private podcast for your team, the Podcaster's Warehouse crafts it your way. Now, let me tell you, I do it every day. This gentleman up here in the upper right-hand corner takes my words, takes my video, takes my audio, edits the show, puts it out there for presentation, can do it for, he can do this job for you, ladies and gentlemen, in an airport lounge or at a hotel that's under attack. Think about that. Don't you want to get involved with that? I think you do. It's all the Podcaster's Warehouse with professional advice, custom formats, and expert coaching all built around your brand. You will love it. This is podcasting at the next level. Build your podcast with the pros. Visit thepodcasterswarehouse.com to schedule your free intro call now, because your story is too good not to tell. One voice can change everything. Let it be yours. The Podcaster's Warehouse, everybody. Okay, before we continue here, I have to set this up, our beautiful video, a little bit. Got my son his new golf clubs. Went to Happy Valley, where he was going to check them all out. Was
right.
Very, well, very excited about
that's
it.
That's this summer. This summer is you and him on the
it's
golf course.
It's going to be on
day.
The golf course, all right? Got to Happy Valley. It's about a half hour down to pick him up, about 45 minutes to get out to Happy Valley, and Happy Valley is closed. At this point, I get online to try to find a driving range that's nearby. Luck be having it, we find it. It's off to this place. But it's one of those joints that has the special balls that you hit into a lake that float, and it's like hitting rocks. So my son is...
So it's like a Topgolf type place.
It's like a Topgolf, and he's not really feeling it. He's not having that great a time. It's just been between the driving, he's tired, I'm tired. The clubs don't seem to be working. We get a little tear action that he's doing, and I'm just pissed. And by the time, the exasperation and the frustration is at its zenith, God lover Mrs. O'Mara calls me and says, "You want to grab a bite to eat and something to drink at Iguana Mia, our favorite joint with the great margaritas." So, Josh, that entire story is setting up the fact that
all right. So these are margarita induced.
I started sending you videos just about the time those margaritas were kicking in totality. Totality, right. I should say. All right, so the first one we have for you is very unique, and I thought of Rob Spiewak because I had no idea that Rob Spiewak had a side hustle as an Elvis impersonator. Can you roll the first clip for us, please?
One through party in the county jail. The prison man was dead, they began to wait. Then a jumping at a drum began to swing. You should have heard the knocked out jailbird sing, "Let's rock."
Doesn't seem to be playing the guitar.
Everybody, let's rock.
No, I was so focused on his hands.
Everybody, the whole single block.
All right. He is just snapping.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. There is another, I didn't realize this, that Rob Spiewak has gotten limited success with his Elvis show, so he has moved on to another artist, Jerry Lee Lewis. And that there's another rock icon. Let's listen to that.
Say, "Help me, Mr. Fireman, please. You know, I'm burning from my head to my knees. The flame with the children's side, and the girl sets me on fire.
What
she got me burning up like a paper cup. I said, woo, 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 I'm on fire. Turn on the fire."
Jerry Lee Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, really a guy. All right, that's enough of that guy. I think we do. Oh, I'm sorry, what? I'm getting something in my IFB here. The in-studio producer down here in Southwest Florida says there's another one. Would you like to hear Rob Spiewak's Heartbreak Hotel?
He's still not strumming.
Great guitar work. Great, great guitar work.
Oh, yeah.
That hair looks good on him, doesn't it? Really does.
Yeah, hair is what was distracting me the first time, is that hair that just covers his eyes.
Now, you know, well, I guess, hold on, they're telling me again. Would you like to hear Blue Suede Shoes by Rob Spiewak?
Here's your request.
He's a little out of breath.
Well, it's one for the morning, a two for the show, three to get ready, now go, get go, but don't
I think the tie looks good.
Step on my blue suede shoes.
Sideways.
He can do anything, but say, oh,
I think he's got a little bald spot just past the...
Well, you can knock me down, step on my face.
Matt, you know, I got to tell you, you're a great laugher, just like Josh is. That's fantastic. Let's move on to the last one. I give you the last one, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. I fell in love in my drunken stupor.
Who is he creating these for?
I'm not sure. Therefore, he's enjoying himself.
I think this is... can do better.
Baby, I lay deep in the jungle and sleep up in a tree and let the rest of the world go by. If you were there with me, where I'd be.
That's enough.
This guy.
That's enough. Thank you. I take full responsibility for my actions last night when I shared them with you.
As I downloaded them. I don't watch them ahead of time, but I just kept seeing the same chest on the thumbnail. And I'm okay, we're going to get a lot of this guy.
We are reminding everybody in our listening audience that we've got a wonderful cruise planned for you the weekend of December 5th. We're really excited about hopping on the MSCC site and seeing the Bahamas and a private island and having a live show and a cocktail party and game show night and the chocolate factory and every other thing that's on there. But you know me. I think you know me well enough, even though we've only worked for a little over a year together. Oh, but you know I like the gambling. I am a bit of a degenerate gambler.
You will be, You'll be on the slot machine in the corner, whichever one has the best angle to hide from people.
I will tell you that I do enjoy slot machines. That is my primary form. You can call it self-hypnosis. And I really look forward to enjoying the casino on the MSCC side. And it's supposed to be one of the best cruise ship casinos in the entire fleet. And I think we have a clip of a guy playing the slots on the MSCC
side. Ooh. Ah!
Money back.
Hey.
Ooh.
Ah!
Another
some.
One.
Come on,
run it up. Run it up.
I'm guessing he didn't
win. He going nuts.
Hey,
Zach!
Ooh,
he
got a
spot. Get your
number. Guys, let's
get it! Let's move on. He can get your number. He can get your number.
All right, shut up. We see the guy. There we go. So,
I will never understand the videotaping crazy.
Yep. I know it's fun, but it gives me content on the show, so I enjoy that. We are really looking forward to a recap tomorrow on the show, or next week, or whenever you guys get to it of the Red Sox. I have to say, I have to legitimately say that I am looking forward to a disappointing weekend for you guys. I don't want to see your Orioles beat my Red Sox, but I'd like you to have a good time with your dad and all that. You know, should be
no
fun.
Matter what, we finally get to experience Fenway.
Any update on the attack at the Hotel Soroka that's happening right now?
I am shocked that power is still out, that it has not came back yet. So I will go down after the show and try to find something out at the front desk and give you an update on the bonus show.
And Matt, are you cycling anywhere for breakfast this morning? Just out of curiosity.
No, free breakfast in the hotel. So
there you go. No need to get the bicycle. We got to get out of here. I loved it today. It was fine at the hotel. Rob Spiewak will join us for tomorrow's bonus show. So we'll find out all about his graduation stories and all the fun and thrills of that. Well, once again, we're legitimate about the MSCC side. Please go ahead and get your cabins and do that, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. And Josh Soroka, I will see you on the bonus show. For Matt and Josh and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
United. You've been fine. Now get home safely. Good night.